Jason and Alexis in the morning on this second day of Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama. We are raising money for frontline COVID relief charities like Little Brothers. That's who we're raising money for. Allina Health Caring for Caregivers. Every Meal and Springboard for the Arts. So all the shows are raising money for great charities. We obviously want the most money toward ours, which is Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. And as I said, Lex has a total donation update in just a second. But we have a special guest standing by. We have some matching sponsors as well connected to each show. And one of ours for Jason and Alexis in the morning is AARP Minnesota. And we have Will Phillips standing by. He's the state director for the AARP. Hi, Will.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Will, first of all, thank you on behalf of all of us for doing this. And we hope to raise a lot of money, so you have to sign that check. So I'll begin with that just to say thank you. But for people that don't know, because you guys, you really do more than I think the public realizes. Can you kind of encapsulate what the AARP is really all about in 2020?
Yeah, no, sure. And it's great to be with you guys. You know, AARP's mission is to empower people to choose how they live as they age. And that's a big, broad mission. But the reality is that people over the age of 50 are at all kinds of places in their lives, working, not working, caregiving, raising kids, starting new businesses, starting new endeavors. And we are here to advocate on their behalf. Advocate by working at the state capitol or at the U.S. Congress on policies that matter to people, or just by providing tools and resources so that people can do what they need to do and live their best lives. So there's a lot, you know, kind of wrapped up in that, but that's our mission, and we do a lot of work with partners across the Twin Cities and across the state, and that's why we're so glad to be here with you guys today supporting an organization like Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly.
Will Phillips is our guest from AARP, Lex.
Yeah, well, and a big part of that is friendship and staying connected and engaged in your community. And can you speak a little bit to what Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly does that also really align with AARP and how there's such a need right now, especially with this pandemic?
Yeah, especially with the pandemic. That's absolutely right. You know, isolation and loneliness have been challenges for people for a long time, and in particular with older adults who sometimes can be disconnected from community because of, you know, maybe an inability to get around or drive anymore, or a variety of other factors. You know, COVID has really just exacerbated those circumstances for everybody, and in particular older adults. And so the work that Little Brothers does to pair volunteers with elders in our community, and the pivot that they made when, you know, meeting kind of face to face or in person just became, you know, really kind of not possible, to, you know, start up this Elder Friends phone companion program to continue to kind of reach into the homes and the lives of older adults who need some companionship and just maybe need some conversation. That is such important work for our community, for individuals, but for our whole community. And it's something that AARP is really proud to support.
And a lot of times people just think of AARP as, you know, especially younger people, like, oh, that's the discount card that my grandma uses, you know. But you're also helping people in AARP get information about voting options in Minnesota. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, look, the 50 plus vote is consistently the deciding factor in elections. Mm-hmm. And our members are concerned about a range of issues, things like making sure that Medicare and Social Security are protected, but also, you know, thinking about the recovery with our economy as we emerge out of COVID eventually. And so what we do in elections, we don't tell people how to vote. We certainly don't give money to campaigns or endorse candidates. But what we really want to make sure is that our members and others have the information about where candidates stand on key issues, so that people can make up their own minds and vote based on that information. So we do a lot of work to make sure that that information is getting out to members. And then this year in particular, we're trying to make sure that people just know their options in terms of how to vote safely. Right. You know, some people may not feel comfortable going out to the polls on election day. So how can they do absentee voting safely and make sure that they've got all the information they need to make sure their vote counts? And so we've been doing a ton of work just to get information out to people and make sure that they're aware of those options.
Before we let you go, I love you. I love AARP. I'm grateful for you helping us. But Will, if you can please talk to your membership department and please do not have them send me a flyer for a couple more years. Please, Will, please, please, Will.
Hey, I don't know where you are, but I am just a few years away from official membership. Yeah. So when I start getting mine, I'll turn yours on too, Jason. How about that?
Will, no! No!
What is official age membership?
I don't want to know. It is
50. So I, you know, I've been a member for a long time just based on my employment, sure. But I'm actually 46. And so I'm right around the corner. I'm really looking forward to it. And I think, Jason, that should be your mindset, too.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it, Will. Yeah, stop Will. It, Will. Look at Will towing the company line right there.
But Jason, he's so right, because when I first started getting them, they really upset me. And now I get upset if they don't arrive on time.
Yeah.
I'm like cursing the mailman. Where's my AARP, you punk?
Well, Will, thank you for calling in. And like I said, we can't thank you and AARP Minnesota enough for helping us and helping Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Much, much appreciated, my friend.
Our pleasure. Good to talk with you guys.
Good talking to you. Thank you, Will.